Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you guys have an electric car? I don't, because it's expensive. I'd like to eventually, but these Teslas, oh my gosh, they're nice. Maybe electric cars are getting cheaper, but most of our cars, we get used. I'm done buying new cars, so we buy a used car. We get the warranty. We save money in the massive depreciation. Although I'm hearing now that's changing because used cars, their sticker price is going up. But I don't want to buy a used electric car or used hybrid. So my son needed a fuel-efficient car. We didn't trust the, you know, we didn't trust the used Teslas. There weren't a lot of them on the lot. So we just got him, you know, a fuel-efficient car. That's so we still don't have anything electric yet. I mean, I'd like to hedge. I don't like the idea of just being reliant on gas, you know, as things are changing towards electric. But I also don't want to rely on electricity, especially with power outages. And we get a lot of them in my neck of the woods. The other thing, though, is I'm a little nervous about all the fancy schmancy sort of, you know, gadgets and things these cars have. I'm not very good with computers, and I don't trust computers. Because I've had some real weird things happen with me and my phone, and I don't trust them. And apparently, Tesla cars, we're being told, more than 750 Tesla owners have complained to U.S. safety regulators that cars operating on the automaker's partially automated driving systems have suddenly stopped on roadways for no apparent reason. Now, that could be some very dangerous stuff. This is being reported by The Guardian. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration revealed the number in a detailed information request letter to Tesla that was posted on Friday to the agency's website. It's a 14-page letter dated May 4th, and it asks the automaker for all consumer and field reports it has received about false braking, as well as reports of crashes, injuries, deaths, and property damage claims. Excuse me. It also asks whether the company's full self-driving and automatic emergency braking systems were active at the time of any incident. Now, I don't know why that's information so hard to get. I mean, you would think when you have a company, you know, like Tesla, with so much of automation and so much ingenuity, that their data would be pretty well known. I think a lot of people are, you know, interested in, are they safer cars? Are they not? Are there more car fires? Are there not? So far, we're not seeing as many car fires with electric cars, but they are more difficult to extinguish. That's according to some of the studies. But again, if we aren't having all the data, then you start to wonder. They say the agency began investigating phantom braking in Tesla Models 3 and Y last February after getting 354 complaints. The inquiry covers an estimated 416,000 vehicles from the 2021-2022 model years. In February, the agency said it had no reports of crashes or injuries. The letter gives Tesla a deadline of June 20th to respond to the information request, but says the company can't ask for an extension. They said a message left early today seeking comment. There was a message left. So the agency said it was looking into vehicles equipped with automated driver assist features, such as adaptive cruise control and autopilot. That allows them to automatically brake and steer within their lanes. Complainants report that the rapid deceleration can occur without warning and often repeatedly during a single drive cycle. I would be scared out of my mind because I like to run the yellow, and that is not a time for your car to stop. Many others wrote in their complaints that they feared a rear-end crash on a freeway. Yep. In the letter, TSA asked for the initial speed when the cars begin to brake, the final speed, the average deceleration. It also asked if the automated systems detected a target obstacle and whether Tesla has video of the braking incidents. So, you know, okay, I don't have a Tesla or an electric car, but when my son got his used car and I drove it, there's some sort of automatic steering function on it. And you guys might be more aware because I don't really have a lot of newer year cars, but this car ended up being a 2021. And he says he doesn't like to have that feature on. And when I put it on, let's say I'm not paying attention. I mean, it's designed for if you're not paying attention and you start to go out of your lane, it auto-corrects. You would think that's nice. But sometimes it just got it wrong. I'm driving, I'm in the lane, doing everything right, and it starts turning the car without you wanting it to. I don't need another driver. Not only a backseat driver, but a front seat driver. I don't need that when I'm driving. Okay, I don't drink and drive. I'm pretty astute. I mean, it might be good for an older individual, maybe, you know, where you're worried that they might, I don't know, have a stroke or something like that, and you don't want them to hit somebody else, but I didn't like the fact that it incorrectly started to mess with my lane. It could put me into another car's path. So I'm not ready to be open to all that fancy-schmancy sort of tech. So the agency is now seeking information on warranty claims for phantom braking, including owner's name, what repairs were made. It's also seeking information on Tesla sensors, any testing or investigations into the braking problems. So, you know, we use AI, artificial intelligence. We use all this technology that, like, look, it could tell another car. It could tell, you know, but what if it misinterprets something? You know that the success of autopilots and cars is going to boost the campaign for us to have automatic pilots on planes. You know, if people can't trust pilots or they don't want to come to work or there's COVID or that suicidal one, you know, in that German Wings cockpit. You know, you have some people saying, yes, get people out of there. Do it remote. I'm not ready for remote. I don't want to be in a plane that has no pilot. That's not happening. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think I might have had my first monkeypox patient case. I was surprised. But I can't say for sure because I think they're being tested as we speak. But it was a family man, younger guy, really nice, called up, has a bunch of spots on his chest and abdomen. It's not one-sided. If it was one-sided, I'd be a little concerned about shingles. But it seemed to be spreading to both sides of the trunk. Now, I didn't think it was monkeypox at first because he doesn't have a fever. He doesn't have body aches, swollen lymph glands, didn't feel sick. But they look like pox. They look like the spots looked at least a centimeter and a half. They looked larger They looked pustular. And if he hadn't already had chickenpox, I'd say, well, this could be chickenpox. Chickenpox is interesting. Chickenpox rash will usually start on the chest, abdomen, and then go to the face. Monkeypox, from what we're being told, will sometimes start on the face first and then hit extremities and then hit the chest. But it can technically start everywhere. So the reason why I'm being very cautious to say that I think maybe I had a monkeypox case is because I just had a patient with a bunch of pox marks, round spots on his chest and stomach. And they're growing and expanding. He's getting more. So with that, it could be obviously, you know, chickenpox, which, you know, it could be MRSA. It could be a bacterial infection. But I'm wondering if that's another case of monkeypox. See, we doctors, we train for years, but we don't necessarily get everything. You know, if you train in the West, you hardly see Lyme disease. We're starting to now see more because people are moving more, but you know, you don't really see that a lot in the West. You don't see a lot of, you know, malaria. You know, we don't see a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't see sometimes based on where we practice. But, you know, something like this that shouldn't be a disease that's spreading across the globe starts to make a bunch of us doctors go, okay, well, we've got to be on the lookout. Now, I'm not saying that case is a counted case because, again, he has to get tested. I told him to. But sure is interesting. Right now, they say the CDC says there are 21 confirmed monkeypox orthopox virus cases. According to the CDC, agency data shows that there are now 4 cases, each in California, New York, 3 in Florida, 2 in Colorado and Utah, 1 in Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington State. One of the Florida cases listed was also included in the UK case counts because the individual was tested while he was over there, or she. But most of the cases are men that we're being told. On Thursday, health officials in multiple cities across the country reported suspected monkeypox cases. They say in Philly, Philadelphia Department of Public Health announced it identified a resident who is a probable case based on preliminary testing. They reminded people that monkeypox is spread through close personal contact. Initial symptoms usually include fever, fatigue, headache, and large lymph nodes, but the rash often starts on the face. Then it goes to the palms, arms, legs, and other parts of the body. And that's why, like I said, I am really skeptical that, you know, that might be the monkeypox case I saw. But I got to tell you, the spots look like pox. And maybe he didn't have chickenpox immunity. But, you know, the monkeypox rash, a lot of the pictures they show you are from Africa. And the lesions will look different on a Caucasian or an Asian than an African-American. So people are trying to decide, okay, so they look like brown ulcers. You know, on somebody Caucasian, they may look red and not brown. So, you know, what we really need for not only medical professionals, but for the public, and is the identity, the face covered, and pictures shown to us of what these cases are looking like. Because a lot of people are calling in telemedicine going, yeah, I need an antibiotic for this rash. And so, you know, people ask, do I think there's really more cases that are, oh, yeah, I do. Because I don't think a lot of people are reporting them. If they have the fever and the fatigue and the headache, they might just think they have COVID. Not everybody gets a rash. But if they do get the rash, I mean, it's big spots. They're large blisters, large bullae, large vesicles. And by large, meaning over a centimeter. So those should prompt somebody to go in and get seen. Now, according to, in Philadelphia, they said the threat to Philadelphians from monkeypox is extremely low. Monkeypox is much less contagious than COVID-19 and containable, particularly when prompt care is sought for symptoms. Vaccine to prevent or lessen the severity of illness is available through the CDC for high-risk contacts of persons affected with monkeypox. as is antiviral treatment for patients with monkeypox. So basically what they would do is give you the smallpox vaccine. Chicago and Illinois state authorities said a man who recently traveled to Europe was their first possible case. Georgia reports a case. In Los Angeles County, the Department of Public Health said it is awaiting final confirmation of its first, this is in L.A. County, first presumptive case of monkeypox. They say the patient is an adult resident who recently traveled and had a known close contact to a case. The patient is symptomatic. They are doing well, not hospitalized, isolating from others. Georgia, the state's Department of Public Health, said Wednesday that the confirmed orthopox virus was detected in a male Metro Atlanta resident who had a history of international travel. The department said it is conducting contact tracing and monitoring the individual who is currently isolating at home. So how many are worldwide? Well, they say right now it's about 550 confirmed monkeypox cases in 30 countries. These 30 countries are not endemic for the disease, meaning they usually don't see it there. Meaning it traveled, that the virus came from somewhere else, was maybe exported from Africa. They say 3 of 10 viruses the CDC has sequenced from recent U.S. monkeypox cases, 2 from 2021 and 8 from 2022, are different from the viruses that may have been sequenced by several countries involving a larger outbreak that is spreading in Europe. So they wonder if these viruses are already mutating. They say while the 3 divergent viruses, this is according to State News, are clearly linked to one another and have a common ancestor, they also differ more from one another than do the other viruses. So they say the people infected in these 3 cases contracted the virus over a surprising geographic range of places. One was in Nigeria, one was in West Africa, a third was in Middle East or East Africa. They say the apparent wide dissemination of a related virus, one that kind of differs from the European strain, suggests that monkeypox outbreaks outside of the countries where the virus is considered endemic may be smoldering for longer than has been appreciated. So what they're trying to do now is do all these little mental gymnastics on what the hell happened, what's been going on. And I told you how I think a lot of things smolder. Ebola will smolder. You'll have little outbreaks, 1, 2 cases here and there. Some people might not, especially from their village and their trust of urban medicine, might not say anything. Some might not be able to get care. Some might get it, die, nobody knows. But with Ebola, we've had a couple large outbreaks, a huge one in 2014 to 2016. But for the most part, you get little cases here and there. And we notice that the virus just doesn't go away. It like smolders. And they think that's what's been happening with monkeypox. And monkeypox found an opportunity to spread and move. So, you know, we are trying to figure out what happened. I do blame the pandemic, just because I feel like it. I mean, but, you know, our immune system might be down because we've been masked the whole time. Maybe, you know, we're out of shape. Our immune system might be out of shape. It was all about wearing your mask, COVID. Even though a lot of our masks were dirty, we didn't get exposed to multiple different things and teach our bodies about them. So that maybe monkeypox was around and now it's had a chance to, you know, take hold. Another theory is those of us who got smallpox vaccines when we were little and have a big scar on our arm are protected because the viruses are very similar. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And if I could find out what happened, I don't really usually get follow-up from, you know, the patients online, but I'm going to try to see if I can find out what happened with that one. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is making more big moves up. AAA saying the national average price for regular is now $4.76 a gallon, a nickel higher than Thursday. Gas prices have jumped 14 cents over the past 3 days, with 9 states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the economy added 390,000 jobs in May, the unemployment rate remaining 3.6%. USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love to give you guys the memo. You know, many of us will be out of date, not up to date on things. Like, how many of us were calling the Ukrainian capital Kiev until this year when we learned it was Kiev, named after Prince Kiev, because Kiev was a Soviet moniker and they got rid of that in the 90s? So a lot of us just don't get the memo. So I want to make sure you guys get the memo fast. Me too. I want to get the memo fast as well. And so yesterday I told you that the country Turkey is not supposed to be called Turkey anymore. It's Turkey A. In fact, it was really never supposed to be called Turkey, but they took the name, they let it, you know, persist, and they're done with being called Turkey, but Turkey A. So it's pronounced like you know, turnkey, yay! Turkey A. In December, this started for a long time ago, but in December, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sent a letter or circular to announce that the country would rebrand its name to Turkiye to preserve the culture and values of Turkey's deep-rooted history. According to TRT World, the phrase Turkiye represents and expresses the culture, civilization, and values of the Turkish nation in the best way. In this context, the phrase made in Turkiye is now being used instead of made in Turkey on our export products. These are the pride of our country in international trade. Now, the other day on Twitter, the country's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, posted, now this is a Google translation because I can't speak Turkish, the process that we started under the leadership of our president, R.T. Erdogan, to increase the brand value of our country is coming to an end. With the letter I sent to the U.N. Secretary General today, we are registering our country's name in foreign languages at the U.N. as Turkiye. Best wishes. Now it's interesting. When they Google translate it, it says Turkey, but it's Turkiye. And Turkiye doesn't need UN's approval for this, but they're getting the memo out saying, guys, that's not our name. When you ask if the ambassador to Turkiye is here, that's how you say it. We aren't calling ourselves Turkey. Now, the Turkish people have lived in that area. I think they called it Lesser Asia, Minor Asia, for centuries. Ottoman Empire. The country achieved its independence back in 1923. And when it achieved its independence, it was called Turkiye Cumhuriyeti, or Republic of Turkey. So I'm still not really sure why Turkiye just ended up taking on Turkey. But they're going back to Turkiye. It is, though, clear that they don't want to be associated with the bird eaten at Thanksgiving or the connotation back in, you know, the 70s, like, and you're a turkey. Yeah, that guy's a turkey. Turkey was considered lame, you know, it was an insult. Now, why does the country and the bird share the same name? So remember I told you I read somewhere that sources report that you have two types of birds. You got turkeys and you got guinea fowls. Guinea fowls are smaller than turkeys. And they look a little bit like them, but they're a different bird. And these guinea fowls are native to Africa. Well, the Ottoman Empire, or the Turks, for centuries, would export these birds to Europe. Now, they would then call the birds in Europe and in other nations turkey cocks or turkey hens because they got them from the Turks. Then I guess New World settlers saw similar-looking birds, which I believe originated from Mexican wild turkeys that then migrated to North America. So when New World people said, oh, these look like the turkey cocks or turkey hens, they call them turkeys. So which came first? Well, the country came first. And it's kind of interesting how the name just flowed. But Turkiye is rebranding. Even though the fowl hijacked the name, it's going back to that. So, remember, you know, Persia and Iran, names change. No surprise there. So it's something that we just need to be aware. We don't say Turkey anymore, unless, of course, for Thanksgiving. Or if you want to go back to the 70s and call somebody, you know, you're a Turkey. Now, in politics, though, on a call with the NATO chief, Turkish president, or the president of Turkiye, expressed security concerns about bringing in Sweden and Finland into their membership. As we've told you before, for NATO to take on countries that feel the threat of Russia, it has to be unanimous, because any country that joins NATO has to be prepared to fight for these countries. So Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had a phone conversation Friday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg regarding the request of Sweden and Finland to join NATO. President Erdogan stated that Turkey's security concerns regarding the two countries' membership requests are based on legitimate grounds. He emphasized that both countries should make it clear that they have stopped supporting terrorism and that they have lifted the sanctions against Turkiye and that they are ready to show alliance solidarity. Stoltenberg also drew attention to the need to meet the expectations of Turkiye, an important ally. So Turkiye joined the alliance 3 years after it was established in 1949 and has the group's second largest army. But it will not support the membership bids unless their demands are met. So what's good is at least they're negotiating. Because, you know, a lot of us have been concerned that if Turkey says no, it's just a no from me. So at least there's some wiggle room. Sadly, though, if the country's global were not harboring members of the separatist militant Kurdistan's Workers' Party, PKK seeks an independent state in Turkey, and there has been armed struggles with that country for decades. So if their enemy has posts there, Turkey doesn't want to be in alliance with those countries. So that's kind of what's going on there. It appears another French man has died, this time fighting in Ukraine. I think France lost a journalist. They say a French man has died fighting in Ukraine. The foreign ministry didn't really specify details on why the man was in there, where, how he was killed. But he is now the second French citizen killed in the war in Ukraine in less than a week. French journalist Frederick Leclerc Imhoff was killed in eastern Ukraine on Monday. We're being told that on this is day 100 of the war, Russians are assembling larger force for new assault on Slovyansk, Ukraine's military says. So the Russian units do not seem to be backing down. They seem to be reinforcing to the approaches on Slovyansk and have had partial success. The general staff said Friday that Russian forces are preparing to resume an offensive towards Slovyansk. Neighboring Kramatorsk is the largest urban area in Donetsk, still under Ukrainian control. So, fighting sadly picked up north of Kharkiv. Ukrainian forces have regained territory in recent weeks. The general staff reported that Russian forces were trying to restrain the advance of their troops in the direction of the state border. Two journalists have been injured and a driver killed in Ukraine in Severodonetsk. Two Reuters journalists were injured. They came under fire near the city of Severodonetsk in eastern Ukraine. Now, I think all journalists have bulletproof vests on, and I think they have marking media. But it seems to be, as two Fox News, a photojournalist and a producer were killed, this French journalist was injured. It seems to me that Russia does not care if you're media. And I'm hoping that these news networks, and I get they're trying to give us as much as they can on the front lines, but it sounds like they're in jeopardy, and, you know, having the media designation is not necessarily protective. So a driver was killed, two journalists injured, and now this is from Reuters. So Reuters has lost people, France has lost Fox News, Biden has weighed in. He says it's up to Ukraine whether it should cede territory. I guess one suggestion that was brought up by Henry Kissinger is if Ukraine ceded the territory that the Russians want, that might end the war. And I'm paraphrasing. There might be more meaning, you know, to what his statement was. But, and Biden said he's not going to tell them what they should do and shouldn't do. And I doubt anybody would listen. So, you know. But he said it did appear at some point there would need to be a settlement between the two countries. What that entails, I don't know. So some people think that this could end with a negotiation. But I think people who see the big picture see if Ukraine gives Russia more land, when Russia decides to take more, they're going to do it again. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were warned that we were going to have a very active Atlantic hurricane season, and the first hurricane of the season ended up being Pacific with Agatha. But Agatha went through Mexico so quickly that we were afraid it would come to the Atlantic side of things or the Gulf and then turn into an Atlantic hurricane. So we've been watching that, and it appears that Hurricane Alex is developing and might be the first, or Storm Alex, might be our first hurricane. According to News 4 Jacksonville, Florida, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories for potential Tropical Cyclone 1, a named tropical storm shortly within the next 24 hours. This system is an early season storm and will only slowly increase in strength. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the system to become a tropical storm Alex by lunchtime on Friday. the expected track is what they have been predicting. It's going to track across southern Florida near Lake Okeechobee and then into the Atlantic. This track will keep much of the heavy rains and impact away from Jacksonville, but central and southern Florida may see up to 8 inches of rain. In some neighborhoods, heavy squalls of rain roll through late Friday and Saturday. Alex will be a heavily sheared system and much of the worst weather far away from the center of the storm. They said when tracking a storm, don't look to the center of the storm to note where the worst of the bad weather is located. So we always look at that little, it's not like an 8. It looks like 2 sixes. It looks like a 69, to be honest. So it looks like a 69, both sharing the whole of the number when you look at the little hurricane things, and then they swirl. And so everybody always looks at the center, but a lot of the, you know, these hurricanes take up sometimes the size of a whole state. And the storm that comes with it, obviously, is a threat. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, a question I keep getting is, how is climate change affecting our body? How is climate change affecting our health? So, you know, I am of the thought process that our climate always changes and that the Southwest is getting drier and the East is getting wetter. When you look at Florida, you fly over Florida and you see the Everglades and you see, it just looks like that East wants to kind of go underwater. Yet when you fly over the Grand Canyon, you go, man, what was it like when there actually was the river? You know, where's the, you know, why is it such a Grand Canyon? And you just look at the desert and it just looks like it's getting drier and drier, and that's what its destiny is. So the climate is moving, even though it's crap, it changes and has variances, and, you know, it's changing towards that. And so when somebody says, oh, you know, people don't believe in climate change, where I think we differ is what's causing the climate change. I don't like to litter. I don't want to ruin our environment, but our climate was changing way before we had cars. Our climate was changing, you know, I mean, when you look at the Grand Canyon, that happened way before we humans did anything to it. So, you know, the climate will change, and we might be accelerating some things, like deforestation, you know, changes in air pollution. But, you know, in terms of rising temperatures, I just don't know how much of it is really in our hands versus that's just the way things are going. But for the here and now, what does this do to our body? Well, summer just seems to be getting hotter and hotter. And our bodies regulate heat, but only to a certain degree. We are endotherms. We are warm-blooded. We aren't ectotherms where we need the heat to warm our body up, where we have to sit outside like a reptile does, you know, or like a snake. So we can internally operate our temperature, but by only so much. If we lose heat from the outside or if we get too much heat from the outside, it changes things. So if you sit indoors and you have a comfortable temperature, you will, to keep your core temperature at, 98.6 or 37 degrees Celsius, you know, our bodies will, you know, maintain to keep that temperature so our bodies can always remain at, 98.6, which is why if you want to lose weight, sometimes be in a cooler room because it takes a little while for your body has to warm up. When the air temperature is the same as our body, we will still continue to generate heat. If it's too hot for us and our bodies are starting to feel hot, we will sweat. The sweat is to cool down our body. Then the evaporation of sweat from our skin also can be a cool down procedure. The more humidity, the more uncomfortable you are. Hot and dry is a lot easier to handle than hot and humid. When it's humid, heat loss is slow, so you end up storing more heat and temperatures rise. So a breeze, they say, according to theconversation.com, refreshes us by dislodging that boundary layer of saturated air in contact with the skin. Drier air comes in. But if we overheat, that's not good. It actually can affect our heart, our brains, and our kidneys. So you know how an egg and the proteins change when you heat the egg? Now, we're not heating our body to that, but on a microscopic level, there can be changes. So, you know, the heart's job is to maintain blood pressure. Exposure to long, prolonged heat can cause additional workload to the heart. It could cause more force of contractions, more rate of contractions. If your muscles have to obviously work harder, that they require more increased blood flow. You might, if you're hotter, because degrees, even if it's a degree, that could change how much you sweat, how much you lose your bodily fluids, how much you lose your salts. So the hotter it is, or by even if it is by a degree, you know, and then later 2 degrees or later 5 degrees, that can affect you on that microscopic level. The heart's a muscle. It needs extra blood supply when it's working harder. It'll pump hard and fast, demanding more blood flow. But sadly, with a lot of heat illness, when it gets super hot, much of the fatalities that happen with heat illness is heart attacks because the heart had to work too hard. If you are fit, that helps. But heat stress is an issue. So your kidneys, you know, sometimes have to function differently. The kidneys have to kind of conserve water and electrolytes. They can only do so much. Hotter temperatures could also limit some of the amount of water your human gut can absorb. The gut needs water. So it is a stress on the body. Now, if we acclimate, I mean, if the climate change or the temperatures rising go slowly, we can acclimate. But it seems to me, like where I live in the desert. So, I mean, it can alter between 20, 30 degrees in one day. Those are tough. The other thing, too, you wonder is on the microbial level, are there certain microbes that do well in some heat and not others? Is the change in degree something that will alter your gut microbe? Your skin microbiome. So, you know, I don't like change, but if the change is slow, I think overall our bodies will adapt. Now, I don't really think you and I have any control over the hot desert sun that plagues so much of the Southwest. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of rural. You know, Nevada has a bunch of cities, but the two largest ones, or the three largest ones, are Las Vegas, Reno, and Carson City. We have Ely and Elko and Winnemucca and Battle Mountain and a whole bunch of cities. But the majority of Nevada is rural. And, so if you say, look, you know, it's Nevada's population that's making this whole desert area of Nevada extending into Utah and Arizona desert, I have a tough time believing that because it is so rural. We don't have a big population. I think the whole population of Nevada is 4 million. And that's it. Nevada's a big state. So, you know, I agree we don't want to pollute. I want to protect our earth. But I think we need to be very practical and, you know, consider other ways to cool our bodies and to, you know, acclimate to new temperatures. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.